Thank you for joining us for Grace for All. This month, we are repeating some of our most loved episodes. We hope they will inspire and encourage you on your faith journey. Welcome.
Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bernice Howard, your host for today's podcast. God loves you. John 4:16 says, "And we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him." God loves you. Let that soak in. The God of all creation loves you. His unfailing love is a free gift, and he gives it to all his children. And what are we to do with that love? Ephesians 5:1-2 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." We need to soak in this great love, to believe it, to relish it, to let it fill us. We need to absorb it until we feel so full that we must give it away. Can you imagine being so aware and full of feeling of love that you are brimming over? Doesn't that sound great? So why are we not feeling full of God's love continually and constantly giving it away? Maybe life gets in the way, smothering our awareness of God's love. Maybe we spend so much time tuned into the noise of the world through our many devices that we don't have much time for the things of the Spirit. Maybe worry, bitterness, anger, sadness, anxiety, loneliness, and pain take up too much room for love to fit in. Perhaps you've heard the story of the old Cherokee teaching his grandson about life. He said, "A fight is going on inside me. It's a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego." He continued, "The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." "The same fight is going on inside you," he told his grandson, "inside every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." Every time the battery on our phone gets low, we feed it. We plug it in and give it a charge. And just like that battery, we need to be fed with a daily charge from God. We need time sitting quietly with no noise or distractions, just plugged into God to get ourselves recharged with his great love. The stronger our charge, the more love we will have to share.
Lord,
Please help us to keep a full charge. Pull us to your love that we may be brimming over and sharing your love with everyone we encounter. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.